My guest at this time is Ted Harvey. He's chairman of the Committee to Defend the President. Until a few weeks ago, it was known as the Stop Hillary PAC. The group has now tried to block the court-ordered recount of the presidential vote in Michigan through a federal lawsuit, but at present, that recount continues. And Ted, thanks very much for being with us.
You bet. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
Why are you trying to stop the recount in Michigan?
Well, I think it is a waste of taxpayers' money, first and foremost. The taxpayers in these three states are going to have to pick up the tab for these recounts. And the recounts will achieve nothing. Jill Stein received 1% of the vote in these states. There is no way that she can get the votes necessary to overcome Trump's victory. And I don't believe she has any standing in these states to file lawsuits to do a recount because of that. So if we are going to be honest with the American people and the taxpayers in these three states, she is simply doing this to raise money for her organization, to raise her profile as an individual, and to raise the profile of the Green Party. I think it's interesting that Hillary Clinton and her attorneys have since engaged in these efforts with the recalls, and I think it's rather hypocritical of the Clinton campaign and the media that was so vitriolic to lambast Trump when he said he was going to leave his options open after the third debate, to then come back and try to pile on Trump when Clinton tries to push for a recount. So there are many reasons why we're involved in this effort.
What do you make, Ted, of the Clinton official explanation here, that they really don't think anything's going to change? They would not have called for this on their own, but they are signing on because they just want to make sure that everything's been done fairly. Yet at the same time, there has been things on the Hillary Clinton website about volunteers being recruited for the recount. So is Hillary Clinton kind of a silent junior partner here, or do you think there's more to it than that?
She is a huge hypocrite, is what she is. If you remember after the debate, she stood up in speech after speech after speech and said Donald Trump is attacking democracy by questioning the election. That was easy for her to say when she thought she was going to win. Now that she's losing, her fingerprints are all over this recount. And it's embarrassing to see what she is doing to the Democrat Party by being involved in this. She should be telling the Democrat Party to stay away from it and disassociating herself and her campaign from Jill Stein and her efforts to discredit Donald Trump and the election that took place in these three states.
And Ted, I don't know if you've seen the reports. I think it was from the Detroit Free Press that suggested there's already major snags here, because in about half of the precincts in Detroit, the number of ballots cast don't match the number of ballots handed out. And so in that case, if the numbers don't match up, they can't be included in the recount. So what do you make of those sorts of snags already arising?
I'm shocked that there was fraudulent votes being cast in inner city Detroit. The Democrat Party has a long history of having illegal ballots being cast, and you see what happened in Virginia, where the governor of Virginia allowed felons to be able to vote. You see how they are doing everything they can to make it easier for illegals to be able to vote across the country. Here in Colorado, they passed legislation to allow for same-day voter registration without proof of voter ID. And when it was brought up that this is only going to lead to massive voter fraud, they laughed at it and they pushed it through. And now here we are with a election that they lose, and they're coming before the American people and the press, and they're claiming voter fraud. It's just hypocrisy left and right, and they, you know, I kind of find it humorous how the universe works.
Talk about the media a little bit more, because as you mentioned, of course, they were very, very critical of Donald Trump after he said in the third debate that he'd take a look at it after the results came in on election night and then decide whether he would accept the results. Obviously, he's accepting them. They turned out in his favor in the Electoral College. What do you make of the media and how they're treating these recounts as opposed to if the tables had been reversed?
Well, I think it is just typical of the agenda of the left-wing media, which is all of the CNN, MSN, NBC, CBS, ABC in this country. They are run by leftists, and they have an agenda. And you saw what happened the day after the election when you had, quote, spontaneous rallies around the country protesting Donald Trump's election. That didn't just happen overnight. That was organized by Soros and the Clinton campaign to rally young people around the country to protest. And the media gobbled that up and ran with that hour after hour after hour. And then when that got stale, then they ran with the story that Trump didn't win the popular vote, and so he's illegitimate that way. And so they ran with that and ran with that and ran with that. And now that got stale, and so they're running with the story to do the recalls. Their whole agenda is to discredit Donald Trump and discredit his election, duly legal election, and to, I think they will continue to do this for the next 4 years, to say that everything that he is going to do as president is not legitimate. And they've lost power at the presidential level, the executive level, the judicial level, and the legislative level, and they are doing everything they can to discredit this election.
Ted, we'll have to call time there. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Ted Harvey is chairman of the Committee to Defend the President, formerly known as Stop Hillary PAC. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.